You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Station. Dirt and Sprague.
Salter.
Straight ahead inside the 10. Keeping his balance. Getting help from his friends. Finding his way to the goal line and in.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Third down now. Caleb Hood in the backfield. Stands to the left of Lopez. Two receivers left, one right. Low snap. Rocks come after him. Lopez throws left. And he's picked off at the 20 to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Bud Clark. Number 12 for Clark. Comes up with a pick there. Read it perfectly.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 in the Fan Sports Network. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
What is happening?
We got to go back to work.
Got to go back to work. Week one to week two, that's when you see the biggest improvement, right? That's what everybody tells me.
But guess what?
What do we got?
We got them, boys.
We got them, boys.
Wait, you weren't there in 2023? No, you weren't? Oh, okay.
We got them, boys.
We got him. We got him.
Now, was there a collective high five in the coach's room when he said, yes. We got him, boys?
Yeah, that was from Lanning's press conference last night where there's a James Crepy of the Oregonian likes to ask very long-winded questions and be a bit of a know-it-all in football, and he totally whiffed on one. It was something about coaching, experience against other coaches who were at TCU in 2023, and then Lanning had to say, I was not at Georgia in 2023, so I didn't coach in that game.
So I got a question from the week one slate that ended finally yesterday.
Yeah, ended probably about 8 minutes into that game yesterday.
That's generous.
A little generous. Opening drive was nice, though. Huh? How about that opening drive?
Scripted opening drives are great. Ask Alabama.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
8 minutes. I was like, oh, they're back.
Touchdown, baby.
Is Joe Tessitore newly divorced, or is he just trying something?
I don't care. I loved every second of it. Look, you and I are on different sides of this coin. Joe Tessitore is my favorite. I love Joe Tessitore. Him calling that game was perfect, and then him wearing the unbuttoned shirt with the chain, just a phenomenal look.
So I don't know why you pointed at Swag when you said you and I are
He's anti-Joe Tessitore.
I love him on boxing
he
and wrestling.
He hates him on college football.
I think he's a little too much. He's just too over the top for college
football. I thought he was bad on Monday Night Football. I was anti-Tessitore for Monday Night Football because...
Agreed.
Now, maybe if you got him on the... Now, Tessitore doing, like, Maction... Now I'm in.
See, what's the difference?
Between Maction and Florida State, Alabama. You don't want him hyped up? That was a massive upset.
Sometimes, though.
A 3rd-and-8 for Akron!
That's what you need?
On a Tuesday night in front of 1,400 people?
That's what Maction needs.
I would argue,
I mean, you're not wrong there, but
he's too comical over the top for the NFL, which is why I didn't like it. The NFL is... That's the man's league.
Yes.
The NFL's
button it up.
Buttoned up.
Get your S together. There's no like overselling a 3rd-and-3 pass that you completed.
There's no Gus Johnson needed in the NFL.
No.
College is largely a joke.
I think I learned a lot about college football this weekend that was like, yeah, this is college football.
College could use some preseason games.
Well, there is that.
That's definitely
my team
true.
Had a preseason game. It didn't count.
Didn't count. Yeah, we're just not count that one. Start this week.
But
moving on to week two.
The Tessitore Act for college works. He has Gus Johnson moments for me, which I think this is where I would reside with swag of second and 15, and there's a 6-yard completion, sure. And he's selling it to you as if it was a 30-yard completion.
No doubt. He's a little over the top from time to time. I don't disagree with that. I like my broadcasters like I like my head coaches. I always want my head coaches to be aggressive. Like,
aggressive,
what the hell?
And brash.
Go for it on fourth down. What the hell, dude?
Let
talk a little trash
out.
In a press conference. Like, don't be so reserved. Why are we punting here? Be aggressive, and I want my broadcasters. I'd rather have them be erring on the side of always being over the top than to not be over the top enough.
So my question, though, wasn't about his broadcasting chops. It was about his look.
It was his look.
If you watched any Florida State Alabama, you saw the look.
Yeah, they went in the booth, and it was
open collar, gold chain.
I saw that right. They cut to him right at the start of the game, and I was like, whoa. I texted you guys immediately.
I hadn't seen it till you text. I'd miss his opening, like, hello, welcome to the game.
You
I saw the
talk
kickoff.
About always being aggressive.
I don't think I saw it until later in the game, too, because I was bouncing around.
I did.
They did a booth shot sometime later in the game, and then I saw it.
Yeah, there was one
about.
Late, I think, around the 2-minute warning in the first half is when you guys saw it or something.
I was like, what is happening here?
The glasses, too.
Is this newly divorced? Was he married?
I have no idea.
Let's see if Googly Eye can answer that question. I don't know if Joe Tessitore was
but
married.
But I was like, is there a new production of The Godfather? Are they redoing Scarface? What are we doing?
He looked like a good fella. If you were to tell me he was somebody going to a bar to pick up a lady newly single.
He is married. That does not appear to be divorced.
Now we know.
That we know of. Now maybe he's trying to hit on
is
a coworker.
In the process?
There could be a production assistant with him there on site and he's trying to impress. I don't know.
I mean, that was special.
She okayed it then if he's married because
she did.
I can't wear anything without my wife
there's
commenting.
There's some ESPN wardrobe people that
No, that's a choice.
That I applauded
that's a personal
it.
Well,
they, I mean, they okayed it.
They did.
They didn't say you need to button that up. You need to no. We're doing
dude,
something
he had
else.
The chest pubes flying, man.
he had the 3-day stubble.
One more button undone would have been great too. Like one more button down because it was just enough to like cover up a bit of the man chest, but one more down would have been.
We
perfection.
Cannot have him and Richard Jefferson now in the same. That's way too much. That's over the top.
I feel like though it was almost. Like a bit of the Pate vibe to it. Like I laugh sometimes at how dressed up broadcasters get, especially for calling football games. Like I do this sometimes even when I go call a Winterhawks game and I'm like, why am I in a suit right now? They're going to see me twice on camera. Nobody knows what I'm wearing. I could have no pants on for all you know. Why is a suit mandatory? It's just like a rule of broadcasting that everybody follows. And he was still technically wearing a suit, just sans tie and a couple of buttons undone.
Yeah, but is it...
He went super cash.
Some people won't count it as a full suit unless you have the tie.
Which I'm okay with. It was like 80% of a suit. And we should normalize that behavior. Why do we need our play-by-play guy wearing a tie?
Now, the unbuttoned shirt collar situation, what you just said struck me, and I was reminded of Walt Goggins on SNL. He had a skit where he was a waiter hitting on people's moms, and the bit was basically starts with about that button drop of Tessitore, and every time he leaves, he comes back with a greater pickup line with one less button.
That's what I'm talking about,
and eventually
Tess.
The whole shirt is unbuttoned, and he's like, just quiet. Adults are talking. He's like telling the kids to be quiet, and they're grown adults. Like, what is happening?
I'm making a move on mommy right now.
You want a sourdough loaf?
Dude, that being a bit for Tess on Saturday, him coming back every time they do an in-studio shot with one more button undone would have made it even better, dude. That was the highlight of the weekend. It was a great weekend of football. Joe Tessitore letting the man meat fly was phenomenal.
Now, I will say I watched not nearly as much Corso as I said I would on Friday's program.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, I woke up in time to watch it, and I just started cleaning and getting chores done because I didn't want to do anything all day.
Yeah, you want to get it done before the football starts.
So the average viewership ranking was about 3 million. It was a high for game day ever. It peaked at 5 in the last 15 minutes. I was one of the 5.
You tuned in for the final segment. See the headgear pick? I'll tell you this. I didn't listen to the entire thing on the drive down. I did have it on, and I was paying attention. I eventually turned it off.
I found myself...
And then turned it back on to watch the headgear pick.
I'm not taking shots. I'm just trying to be honest. I watched the headgear pick.
Yes.
Watched that whole last segment. I kind of was glad that I did not watch the whole thing. I did end up watching the special that they made before. Yeah,
the special's probably better because he doesn't have to talk a lot in it.
And that's where I like his pick.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know the crowd cheered and
he's in the stadium and Ohio State was the first game. The band spelled out his name.
Yeah. That was cool.
It was in front of the entire stadium.
Did you hear him talk?
I mean, he can't talk anymore. He hasn't been able to talk for a while.
I know, but it's actually gotten...
Yeah,
was really tough.
I thought it was going to be more of like, he's just kind of hanging out in the background and we're honoring him, and then he comes out at the end and does the headgear pick. I did not expect him to be on the stage the entire
show.
He
was actually, compared to some of the times last year, he was more...
I mean, everything was scripted. He had a thing to read. And
they gave him the drugs. They gave him the Biden drugs.
They gave him the drugs to prop him up a little bit.
You got a State of the Union, buddy.
For 2 hours.
And we need you to perk up.
I thought he kind of, for everything that was going on, was more watchable and more with it than at times he was last year.
Well, if that's the case, then I would say it definitely was too long of
a
show.
Because
at the end, it did not come off that way.
No.
But, now let me follow it up. He got every pick that he made right.
He did.
And every team he coached or played for won.
Yes.
It was...
Perfect.
If football gods exist, that's your evidence that they exist. They gave that man who deserved every bit of his flowers...
Yeah, they shined down on Lee Corso.
They gave him the entire day, and he even picked the headgear, then leaned into the crowd thing, and I'm like, eh. And then he picked it right. He got it right. Brandon Sprague was wrong.
I was wrong.
98-year-old Lee Corso was correct.
Undefeated final weekend.
And I will add... Without seeing a second, minus some clips on the internet, I know I will never be watching the Big Nooner. That is not television I am remotely interested in.
No.
Watching a pizza bite guy just constantly troll about how he's a Michigan fan. Not interested in the slightest.
Yeah, it doesn't appeal to me at all. It's one thing to be like a Paul Feinbaum, if you will. Like he's an SEC honk and he honks for all of the SEC schools and it gets annoying, but it plays to the fan bases down there. This, I don't even think plays to Big Ten fans.
He's just actively trolling one fan base.
Who just won a national championship last year. This is why I said with Ohio State, I get that people want to call them Charmin soft for kicking him out of the stadium. I also, if that happened, I get where they're coming
from.
They
maintain that wasn't true.
They're
but
still
he's
maintaining
lean into it because it's good for his brand.
Like I use the analogy, this would be akin to Softy being on a national show and getting invited on the year after Oregon wins their first national championship, and he's in the stadium trolling the fan base. Be like, no, I don't want him anywhere near the field for this. Why is he involved in this? It doesn't make sense, and I don't think it's going to drive any sort of ratings.
Just every click I saw on the videos that were released, I was like, okay, what's this one? It just was the same thing.
Yes,
it
yelling
was
about Ohio State.
Hey, what do you think about Illinois and this team? I think they can't beat Michigan still. I'm like, you're still
doing that, huh?
That's like a thing that...
Let's focus on beating New Mexico tonight and not having it be a little uncomfortable in the second half. Why don't we start there, Michigan?
I'll be a little fuddy-duddy, and I just would add, also, I don't think it's good for the sport.
No, I don't either.
Imagine somebody doing this in the NFL, the Andy Reid.
Yeah, trolling the Chiefs on
what
a pregame show. It's a
weird...
You can
give takes.
Yeah.
A take is, I don't think either Chiefs will be the Super Bowl winner.
And there's fandoms and biases that exist for everybody,
sure.
For sure, but that's a different level.
That was just active... Yeah. Like a Twitter troll, on television. I'm like, no, thank you.
The only bummer for me for the Corso end of the pick was the stadium stuff is cool and spelling out the name. The only bummer was it not happening in a traditional game day setting where the whole crowd is there and they're kind of,
in the stadium kind of took it away.
And the stadium took
bit.
Away from the end of the show a little bit. And they have to do that because all the fans got to go in because the game starts at 9:15. So you're not going to stay out of the stadium. Nobody will be there at the desk for it. That was the only bummer for me.
I would also add real quick before we get going here. I'm a liar. I actually did watch the Big Nooner. It was 9:10 a.m. and I'm like, why
is the game starting?
They hadn't even picked the game yet.
No.
I'm like, what are you doing?
They delayed the start of the game. It's not even a Big Nooner.
Make your picks at 8:55. Get to your commercial and let's do the game. I didn't need to hear Mark Ingram tell me
Alabama's going to roll Tide. Roll.
I didn't need those picks.
They're going to roll Tide down in Tallahassee. That's what's going to happen today. Not so fast, my friend.
Got the Gus Johnson, Joe Klatt thing going. Just get me to them.
Can we start the damn game already?
Right.
It's not the Big Nooner.
I'm ready for Arch.
The Big 9:30 now. The Big Noon 30. 30. This is ridiculous.
Dude, it was ridiculous.
Kick the damn game off. What's happening?
It was great, though. I'm sorry we were not here yesterday. I know some of you chimed in, but apologies. We've just, over the course of doing this, we have found that most people are not working.
No, a lot of people have been.
God bless you. Make that dough rate.
If you were working retail.
Whatever your job was and you were working, God bless you. But we just have found that in the past, doing that show is kind of pointless.
Yeah. I was so discombobulated last night that I included Monday in the show tease for today. And thank you to all the corrections. Yes, I am aware that
you
today.
You put Monday on
I
the
did,
show
yeah.
tease?
It was late night. I didn't get my show sheet done until way later than I normally do. And I'm like, I got to get the tweet off. And I just typed in Monday, not even thinking. And then the response is, yes, I'm aware that today is Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
I didn't get out of bed till 9 a.m. yesterday.
Look at you.
It's glorious.
Look at you.
I made myself stay in bed. I was like, no.
No.
No, no, no. Not
Don't
7.
Do it.
Was it. Just nice to not have the alarm.
Yeah.
I still woke up, I don't know, 6:45, 7, which
I have an
glorious.
Alarm clock where I can't disable the alarm. It has to have some number that it goes off on.
Ah.
So I have to make, I actively
to
change that.
Adjust it on days that you don't have to wake up for work.
It's actually more annoying than you'd think.
Yeah, slide it back a little bit. It still is going to wake you up.
Well, we're jacked, obviously. The caffeine is flowing. We're ready to talk about week one. We had one local team dominate. We had another local team. You know, preseason exhibition game didn't count. Not a great showing. We'll see what they do in week one for them this week.
Can we trade for that quarterback? Is that allowed? College football trades allowed?
I want to have...
That kid, holy smokes,
can I have a very
dude.
Honest conversation with you?
Holy smokes!
Because that game led me to have text conversations with Duck fans.
Yeah. I mean, he looked awesome, dude.
Hawaiian Penix.
Oh, yeah.
6'3 Tua.
I mean, he's a bigger Tua.
Yeah.
He's not a tiny, I'm worried about your brain Tua.
Dude, he was... God, our defense sucks, but he was dropping darts,
he was
man.
Dropping dimes all over the
he
field.
He was throwing to spots, not players.
Yes, he was.
God, he was good. So good.
So good.
I didn't know that.
Would have been nice to have that information on Friday.
Yeah. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Loaded show. Let's talk. We'll start week one. College football. What did we think? We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Not quite the start an old Belichick wanted, I would imagine, down at Carolina. No, that was not Jordan Hudson.
No, it was not Jordan. Well,
although
it might have been. You never know.
I told Swag, I bet you Bill went home and she gave him a nice little, hey, let's end your day on a good note.
I'm going to file another trademark. What should we try and make money off of now?
Of all the times to be doing it with that age gap to get that do-re-mi, those are the nights he's like, you know what you need to do.
Listen, you got to be committed to the cause, all right? We're on to Charlotte or whoever the hell we play next week.
I'm on to Charlotte. You're on to me.
Let's go now.
Hut, hut, hike.
Did you see his post-game press conference, by the way?
I can't watch it.
I mean, I didn't watch it. I just saw it looked like a children's birthday party. Go pull
with the
up.
Balloons?
Dude, he had balloons all over the stage. Like, what? And then he had this big clip that went viral of him saying they're excited to be on Hulu for their team documentary this year.
TCU is eating them alive.
They're
on
trolling them.
Media.
They got smoked by a furry last night, dude. That furry lit their ass up after the opening drive.
That's right.
They Hoover's got the furry quarterback.
Dude, he's good.
He hung 48 on them. They took, I mean, look.
Would you be a furry if it made you that good at football?
Yes, in a second. Put me in a fox costume. Let's go. What's the fox say? Let's score some tutties. Dude, you texted this before the game, and I was running around like trying to get stuff ready. We had a busy day yesterday, but.
Oh, I could tell.
When you texted it, I started laughing so hard because I had the pregame show on in the background, and for like the hour lead up to it, it went 45 minutes in before they even mentioned that TCU was playing in the game.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even know. Like, you just thought maybe it was a North Carolina scrimmage. Is it a North Carolina, preseason game? Yeah. They were the only team, and Belichick was the only person talked about. And then TCU was like, hey, you know, we played for a national title a couple
Teddy
years
Bruschi
ago.
They got on the set. They brought Randy Moss out there. Right. I mean,
anybody who's ever played with him or for him.
Whoever, like, TCU people, because obviously the team was getting ready, but somebody in a suite from TCU had to be watching that. And communicating down to the locker room and go, they don't even know we're here and we're on the field.
Is there any part of Michael Jordan that was like, ah, crap, LT's two people down from me. I'm in this photo.
Yes.
There had to have been, right?
I know we both went to North Carolina, but you know.
Yeah.
You know.
And I understand he played for him. They have a great relationship. Some people will think this is ridiculous. If Oregon State ever had a Randy Moss... And we are what we currently are, which is not great, Bob. We'll get to that. And he chose to go to, like, fill in the blank USC football game and all USC merch because he played for a coach in the pros. I got to be honest. I'm a little upset if I'm a Marshall Thundering Herd fan yesterday. I've seen that. Yeah. I'm like, really, bro?
Yeah.
Happy or healthy, but you couldn't come to our game? I don't even know who Marshall played.
It'd be akin to like Herbert playing 10 years for Jim Harbaugh and then showing up to a thing at Michigan wearing
Michigan
gear
day.
To celebrate Jim Harbaugh. Like, what are we doing here, dude? You did not go to school here. You can be there to support him. That's fine. Like, hey, I'm here in the flesh. I'll, you know, speak fondly of him. But the full team gear? What are we doing?
Today is going to be a great day for overreaction.
Yes.
For redoing predictions. We might have a flip it or stick it.
Week one, flip it or stick it?
On this show.
We already got
and
one.
I won't say who it is, but he might be wearing the team hat he might flip it on.
We're already flipping today on one weekend.
But it's a good day for that, right?
Yes.
I'm really trying hard to not high-step Deion Sanders like on today's show about Bill Belichick as a coach.
Look, high-step in week one is fun. Go ahead and do your high-step.
I'm not high. I said I'm trying hard not to.
No, don't try hard not to. I'm going to high-step all over a couple of topics today, so feel free to high-step all you want, buddy. High-step into that end zone. You're Deion. You're dancing. That was a pick six, punt return, back-to-back. Speaking of Deion, hey, I hope you use those two timeouts over the weekend that you didn't use on Friday night. Phenomenal coaching going into year three. We've clearly learned our lessons on clock management. That was one of the funniest debuts I've ever seen. All the buildup, all the hype, all the months of talking about it, It's Bill, the greatest football mind coming to college football, and it was over in the second quarter.
34-point loss.
That's crazy.
You have that opening drive, too. They march down the field. Lopez drops a dime. You're like the running back, and you're like, oh.
Okay.
It's the most points a Belichick team has ever given up, 48 points.
In his entire career. Took one game of college. Like, to be fair to him, it's 80 new guys, but that's one of the reasons why we shouldn't have been that. Like, Deion had two of the best players in the country when he took over at Colorado, did the same thing. What did they do in year one of Colorado?
4-8
A not very good pack, like an okay Pac-12. Like that conference didn't have, what dominate
wasn't
left
amazing,
and right.
Yeah.
Wasn't amazing. And so I don't even think they played Washington that year, who was the best team in the conference and won the conference championship and played for a title. So we should have all expected that, but the problem is it's Belichick and we talked ourselves into it for months. That was hilarious to watch.
Yeah, it was.
And if you're wondering what there that came from, that was when it was 48-14 in the fourth quarter. They put a headset on Kirk Herbstreit's dog. That's how bad it was.
Again, not Jordan Hudson.
Did you also see him getting in some hot water, too, Herbstreit, last night?
No, why did Herbstreit get in trouble?
Well, I turned the game off at halftime, so I didn't see
it. I had
it
on during this point.
So I guess they came back from break, and there was a hot mic picked up of him saying, they're so bad. And then everybody started like, dude, you can't say that about a team. And then he was trying to explain on Twitter that he was saying it about a production assistant, not about the team.
You better be careful, dude. He'll block you the minute he sees your name involved.
Dude, go look at his Twitter account last night. He went on like a string of tweets of like,
really?
How about instead of making stuff up that I said, we focus on how good we did calling that
game.
Who
did he say he was talking about then?
He said he was talking about somebody in the booth with a spotter or somebody made a joke. And he said,
Did it sound jokey?
You didn't hear the joke. You just heard Herbstreit saying, they're so bad.
Right, but did it sound like a jokey, oh, they're so bad?
No, it did not. It sounded like he was talking about the team.
I'll tell you right now. I'll own it right now. I was in my living room. They're so bad.
They're so bad.
They are so bad. I was looking at their schedule.
That was a very bad performance.
Someone was like looking at the schedule like, I don't know, man. This NC State game might be a toss-up. I go, it might. Are you watching the same football team?
Every game's going to be a toss-up for them. I think, did their quarterback complete a pass after the opening drive of the game?
Oh, let me tell you a funny stat. You want a stat?
What happened there?
This is a funny stat. There's a million stats you're going to get today. We're not even going to give you all the stats, okay? How about this stat? They showed a graphic that said time between completed passes was 2 hours and 7 minutes. Empire Strikes Back in Star Wars is 2 hours and 4 minutes. You could have literally watched the entire Empire Strikes Back and still not seen him complete a pass.
Yeah, Gio was 4-for-10 for 69 yards.
I'm assuming he, because I turned the game off, I'm assuming he just got benched, he didn't get hurt.
He looked like he got banged up, but also benched.
Okay, because I had a fumble.
Max Johnson was the backup, came in 9-of-11 for 103 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, Johnson came in and instantly was better than him, but he had like a hit where he fumbled, the kid scooped and scored, and that made it like 41-14.
Right. I think he had 3 completions on the opening drive of the game.
Wow. How was he the starter?
The transfer from South Alabama right there, baby.
Although, you know who did start in 2001? Not Tom Brady.
No.
So, does this guy know quarterbacks? I don't think he does.
It's Brad Johnson's kid to the rescue. Is that what you're telling me? Max Johnson coming out of the rafters to lead North Carolina to some dubs this season?
He also drafted Mac Jones. So
he did, yeah.
Maybe this guy actually's entire bit is, I'm good defensively, but I have no idea who's good on offense.
Can somebody find me a quarterback, please, for the love of God?
And one just kind of fell from heaven of like, hey, I'm here from Michigan.
And now I'm the greatest coach of all time. Look how that worked out.
I'll actually go to my grave defending that take. I have some bad ones out there. He's not my goat.
No, it's okay. He doesn't have to be your goat. You can choose whatever goat you want, man.
I think coaching tree matters. He doesn't have one to speak of. It's embarrassing how bad it is. Yeah. I think I'm comfortably sitting in the Brady.
Not a
Brady.
Goat. More Brady?
I think it was more 70, Brady.
70-30, 80-20, 90-10. What are we doing? What's the combination here?
You throw one out.
75-25.
I'm in.
Okay. All right.
80-20, I'm in.
Yeah, sure.
90-10, sure.
Defense had something to do with winning some of those Super Bowls, but it's okay. He doesn't have to be your goat.
About? No way.
None of those were low scoring like against the Rams, 9-3.
You know what Brady needed against the Giants in 07? Need to stop. You know what he didn't get? Stop.
Yeah. Where was that defense?
Where was that defense?
Could have won 9.
You know who came back? Put him in a position to get a pick at the goal line?
Brady.
It's all Brady.
I just, after everything going on with his girlfriend and all the trademarks and the documentary.
It's embarrassing. They did that to themselves.
Them having a Hulu documentary in a year that they go 1-11 is going to put a smile on my face for years to come.
I told Swag this. Like, you can say whatever you want about the broadcast and how much we talk about them. They did a lot of this themselves.
Yes, they did.
They trademarked Chapel Bill.
Yep.
They did that 60 Minutes interview, which was a disaster. Pablo Torre exposed how weird everything is, and it's been operating. He's doing a documentary along the season. When has he ever wanted to do that?
Never. That's what happens when you get a young girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's selling him on stuff. Bill's dead, man. We got a new Bill doing beach photos on Instagram.
If I was an NFL team, yesterday was a glorious day for me if I didn't interview that man. I'd be like, yep, I was right. I
didn't want nothing to do with that guy.
That dude's washed.
Nothing to do with him. His man boobs look phenomenal, though. I mean, they're getting there. They're not quite Sam Pittman, but they're encroaching on that.
He's got very blue eyes, too.
He does.
Kept looking into his soul as he was down 48-14.
Did you see anything in there? Or is it dead?
Yeah.
Kind of dead.
Beautiful blue, but kind of dead blue, you know?
Carolina blue. He fits right in.
It does, Carolina blue. More week one. Let's get to it next. All right, the poll question is up at Dirt and Sprague this Tuesday morning. Did last night prove it was more Brady than Belichick in New England? Yes or no? Split so far. I don't know what we're watching there.
I don't mind the take. High stepping allowed on the Tuesday show of week one.
Look, if we're being honest, no. But my God, the way one ended versus how this one's going is
the other guy moved on and won a Super Bowl without him. Yeah. And this guy drafted Mac Jones and now he's at North Carolina dating a 25-year-old.
Look, I'm not saying he didn't have a huge hand. It was a 50-50 partnership, but that record without him is
not very good, Bob.
It's glaring.
Not very good.
It's very, very bad. Very, very bad. Mario almost Mario'd himself
Multiple times he tried to.
He tried so hard.
He gave it all he could.
I think Carson Beck's experience might be enough, the kryptonite for Mario to Mario
counterbalance the Mario-ing.
Yeah.
Fourth and two, you have a $2 million plus quarterback, you're just going to settle for a 40-yard field goal?
Don't get it, man. They got a turnover up by 7 and ran the ball 3 consecutive times to kick a field goal to only go up by 10.
And by the way, it went up 2 scores, Spring. They tied the game.
They did.
They did come back.
Moments later.
That was a hell of a catch by that wide receiver, though.
Oh, my God.
That's one of the best catches we've seen in a long time in college football. That would have been intercepted had it not been caught. Like, you talk about swings in games.
I stood up off the couch. I was like, whoa.
There's a safety right there waiting for that ball, and he grabs it with one hand. And it's funny, like, we'll get to Texas Ohio State today. Like, the difference in that game is a fourth and goal and a fourth and goal. Mm-hmm. One team scored, one team got stopped. In this game, you win the game by a field goal, and the difference in the game is a dude made a one-handed catch at the end of the first half when time was basically expired that would have been picked if he not caught it.
I would take the caveat of college out and just say, in general, it's certainly in a conversation of one of the best you've ever seen in your life, just of think of how bad it was, like pouring down rain.
Yes.
Soaking wet.
Yes.
He's in between two defenders, what looks like a safety just charging in on him. And he just cocks his arm all the way back and grabs that thing one-handed.
Right.
Very very few times in my life during Saturdays, my family gives two rips about what I'm watching. They're just like, it's football. That's all they know. It's football. I started screaming and say, you guys got to watch this. Got to see this. You got to watch this.
It's incredible.
And those are the rare moments that they'll even be like, whoa.
Wow.
And that was one of them. They were like, damn, that's a great catch. I'm like, I know.
Yeah,
that, I know.
Considering the situation, too, like end of the half, trying to score a touchdown over a field goal, guy behind you, like all the
that
circumstances.
Won them the game.
It won them the
it
football
won them
game.
The game, that catch.
It was hilarious to watch Miami try and hold on to a lead and then squirm late. Like, their defense was pretty solid all night against a young quarterback, and then all of a sudden, late in the game, they have a blown coverage and the tight end's running wide open down the field.
Oh, that was a bad
like at the
coverage.
Exact moment that you can't have something like that happen. Their defense, of course, did that. But one of the reasons I liked Miami was simply because of the experienced quarterback versus the inexperienced quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I thought that showed early. If they played again in 7 or 8 weeks, we might get a different result. Notre Dame is a team that could scale up. But it was a really nice night for Carson Beck to remind people that he is a capable college quarterback. And it was funny for a guy who played at Georgia last year and they led the country in drops around him. He had no help at wide receiver, hardly at all.
They also reportedly threw him under the bus internally. Like, they were like, yo, you need to play, and he's injured and
he's trying to battle through stuff.
I'm not a big Carson Beck fan. He had some off-season stuff. I think he had his Lamborghini stolen. Oh, a bunch of stuff was happening to him. But like, He seemed kind of emotional in that post-game interview.
He seemed like he was a bit of a scapegoat last year, and I don't think it was all on him at Georgia, the reason they didn't have the year, even though they won the SEC. It's funny to act like that was a disappointment. I think they won 10 or 11 games and won the SEC. But he was really good, and he had a guy make a one-handed catch a year after nobody could catch a ball from at Georgia. That was kind of fitting.
We got this clip from the post-game from Marcus Freeman.
We're going to go back to work.
He gave a great post-game speech, basically, like, look how close we were with a three-point loss to a top-10 team. They're a great team.
Freshman quarterback on the road, first career start.
There's a lot of takeaways here, and my best judgment, I think, is I'm not going to go way overreactionary to things. We can joke about Belichick. I don't know if they're going to be a 7-win team, a 6-win team, a 4-win team. I have no idea. I found Notre Dame one of the more puzzling teams for me to get a feel and read on of how I think they're going to be. Because they lost early last year to a...
Ball State?
I don't think it was Ball State. I think it was Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois,
you said
thank
Ball
you.
State Friday, and it bothered me because I'm like, I don't think it was Ball State.
Yeah.
It was Northern Illinois, and we all wrote them off at that point. I don't think we're writing them off for losing at Miami, but you do play the, it is a freshman quarterback. He had a lot of moments, that pick, that wild-ass pick that was kicked in the air after a deflection.
Off of a guy's shoe.
That was a bad read. He said he should have handed the ball off to Love because that was an RPO. I'm not saying they won't make the playoff. It's just their schedule. It doesn't look as overly easy today as maybe it did the week prior. And I just wonder, are they going to lose only one more game going forward or not lose any games at all?
Yeah.
I didn't think Carr looked ever rattled like he was in over his head.
No, he's an effing gamer. I'm giving him credit.
And I think he'll learn from. I think he will move forward leaps and bounds.
But he's a freshman, and we need to pause on that. Freshmen are going to have. He's going to have
growing
a worse
pains.
Game.
Yeah, they're going to be growing. He's going to have ups and downs throughout the year.
Exactly. Underwood's going to have this in Michigan.
No doubt about it. I think the question for them will be: is the talent around him enough to overcome it? Because that might be the hardest team that they play all year. We'll have to wait and see on that. They get A&M at home. They're on the road at Arkansas. I don't think anybody's that scared about Arkansas, but they are a team that can pull off ups. Sets.
You got buying the USC game?
I mean, we'll see about USC. It is in South Bend, so it's at Notre Dame. So
it's late too, right?
Middle of October.
Weather could be okay.
You got Boise State on there, which we circled at the start of the year. That certainly doesn't seem like a challenging game anymore. So you got a handful of these that look like they were tough at the outset. If you beat Texas A&M this weekend, they're going to be fine.
Yeah,
because
they can
get away with another loss. 10-2 Notre Dame's in the playoff every year.
Agreed.
So you got one loss. It was a close field goal loss to a team that might go on to win the ACC
on the road.
Freshman quarterback, like, this is a part of the new formula they're going to use to rank teams that I don't think there's any movement in the top 25, nor should there be. Like, I'm not moving a team ahead of Notre Dame in my rankings just simply because Notre Dame lost a game and you went and beat, you know, Baylor School for the Blind. Like, if you had Notre Dame ranked at Oregon this week, I wouldn't switch the rankings because you beat Montana State. That doesn't make any sense. I also think they're a team that just needs to find their identity. I thought the play calling early in the game was weird. They didn't give Jeremiah Love the ball at all.
Well, that's what I was referring to. There were a lot of moments where I think Carr, I'll go see if I can find a quote if it matters to you. I believe the post game was Carr basically admitting, and the coaching staff saying, there were moments where he should have handed off and he didn't.
And that's where you got to improve, because he's
teachable
the best player.
Moments.
He's the best player on the field in almost every game he plays, unless they ever play Ohio State. He will be the best player on the field and give him, I think he had 4 catches. Who was that Fowler calling that game? I can't remember who called that one. Or was it McDonough? Maybe it was McDonough.
I think that was McDonough.
But he had a joke about here.
Because Fowler was on Clemson LSU.
That's right.
So I think it was
Fowler
McDonough.
Was Saturday. Yeah.
And in the
then
third
Reese
quarter,
Davis was last night.
They handed him the ball one time and they said, here he is out of witness protection. It's like, oh, that's right. Jeremiah Love's on the roster. Maybe we should, you know, give him the football.
Two games stood out to me from a broadcaster standpoint. I know we need to go, but you talk about the Herb Street getting caught on a hot mic saying they're so bad, and he's saying it's a production person versus, like, probably talking about North Carolina. I noticed two play-by-play guys, like lead play-by-play guys, kind of calling out the teams on the broadcast. McDonough was one of them.
He's not afraid to do it. He does it often.
And Miami's running for the 4th straight time. Don't get it.
Just going to kick a field goal.
And Dave Fleming on the Oregon State game was just openly going, what are they doing?
There was a lot of moments in that game that made you go, what are you doing?
I was Leo DiCaprio. I was leaning in like, yeah.
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 You tell him, Dave.
You tell him, Dave.
I don't know what they're doing. You want to call a timeout and avoid a penalty and an automatic first down? Maybe. Just, you know.
They're lucky that pass interference was called, because that wasn't pass interference, and that was a sick pick six.
That was. 100-yard pick six. Doesn't happen very often.
104 yards. He was deep in the end zone.
That guy had to go take a couple of plays off after that. Dude, I need a gas mask.
Yeah. We think Mario's going to do it, or is he going to Mario himself out of a game?
They will lose a game. They're not going to go undefeated because it's Mario, and I don't think he's capable of. They do look quicker.
They look a little more physical defensively. I think Notre Dame is a good team.
They are. I thought their defense looked better, but again, then you're adding in the weight of it's against a freshman quarterback making his first start. So you should look good defensively if you have the talent that Miami has. So their schedule is so manageable.
That's what I'm asking.
Find me two losses on there.
Right.
You can't do it. And they don't have
Florida at home, or is that a neutral site game?
No, it's at home. It's in Miami.
But we would have said that last year after the Florida game too, right? Of like, find me the two losses, and they found them.
Yeah, I mean, Mario will find at least one. I will say after winning that game, they're not. I mean, it's Mario. He's not going anywhere. That's a big buyout, and they don't have a ton of money right now.
No. We'll get to that today too. I don't think anybody's going anywhere
after winning that game. If they don't make the college football playoff this year with the rest of their schedule, it should be a fireable offense.
I agree with that. Yeah,
there's no reason you should not be there at the end of the year. That was the toughest game on your schedule. You got to go to Florida State, which seems tougher now than it did a week ago. So we'll see how the Seminoles end up doing this year.
Florida State will be ranked
back to back weeks. There's no Clemson on there though. Like,
I don't know what at SMU will entail.
Well, I don't know what don't know how good Florida State really is yet.
And if you're Miami, you have more talent than SMU. Like this,
you should
have more talent than any of these teams on your schedule.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, if I was a Miami fan, I'd feel excited, hopeful, and also I would have been screaming at my television how conservative he became.
Yep. Go for the jugular. He never learns his lesson.
It's a 10-point. Yeah, so run 10 the ball is nothing times. In football anymore, man.
No, and then you have one blown coverage, and just like that, the game's tied.
It's ridiculous.
Here come the Irish.
But they got the win.
They did.
And we'll see what Notre Dame's going to do. CJ Carr, I thought, looked overall pretty good for a freshman debut on the road. Defense looks fine. Hey, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Some valuable lesson that I learned this weekend as a nice reminder, so we'll get to that, and it's college football related, next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back in. 6:51. We'll get into the local flavor coming up here at the start of the second hour. It might not be an enjoyable one for one fan base.
No, that did not go well Saturday night. Opening drive just, oof, that's a kick in the nuts.
Man, one pass, I was like, oh, we're screwed.
You had a timeout there. Could have been a three and out. Should have been a three and out.
Anyways.
I digress.
So I learned a valuable lesson.
Yeah, what'd you learn this weekend?
So you know how like you get people that want to get in shape? Yeah. As like a New Year's resolution, or somebody like, hey, I'm running a half marathon in 4 months. You're like, oh, are you ready for that?
New year, new me, baby.
And they go run that first mile, and like, that was me with Pac-12 After Dark. I hadn't done it in so long that I had a moment in the second half of UW, Oregon State specifically, where I was like, stand up. I stood up, got some water. I rubbed my eyes a little bit. I watched the game standing up. I'm like, all right, we're back.
We go. We're still in this thing.
Almost fell asleep, but I did not. And no. It was a reminder. I need to be in shape. Pac-12 After Dark.
Go find some cold brew.
You're not quite ready yet. You're not in mid-season form.
Dude, I drank a coffee at like 5:30 p.m. I'm like, this will be good. It wasn't good enough.
No, I forgot how much 8 p.m. games suck.
They're terrible.
Like, I forgot how late that truly is when you look at your watch and it's late in the third quarter and you're still watching the game and it's like, oh my god, so it's bad. 11 something at night. I want to go to bed, man. It's late. Not to mention all the fans who got to go to those games in person. You're getting home at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, god bless if you're willing to do that. I'm not willing to do that.
It's one of those, like, it's so late, and I had consumed so much college football Saturday.
Yeah, it's a long day starting right out the gate at 9 a.m.
Whereas like this week, you see your games, you see what time your teams play, and
this week sucks.
That window's irrelevant. Don't need to care about that window of the sport. Every window had something that lingered into the next window and the next window.
Yes.
And so from 9 a.m. or 9:15 until about 11:15 at night, I watched college football, and I was exhausted. I was actually exhausted by the end of
it. The buffet was open from day to night. There was never a time where they like...
No.
There was no cleaning process.
No,
even the late games.
Reset.
Like it's one thing if it's last night's game, if that's how the Oregon State Cal game would have gone, or the Washington Colorado State game would have gone, or hell, even the Coug Idaho game would have gone. But all of those were somewhat interesting late into the second half. Like, Colorado State had the ball with a chance to kick a field goal to make it a one possession game with 9 minutes to go.
I know.
And then they decided to call the dumbest fake field goal of all time. The Beavs, until they started throwing picks left and right, were like, hey, maybe are they in this game? Are they finding, they're only down by this?
And, nice of you to say that, but I don't believe that. That's
I mean, look,
fine.
The belief of them not actually coming back and winning is fine, but it's like they're one score away from making this a game, so I'm not quite, you can't quite go to bed. And then Washington State, Idaho, I don't know who watched the end of that game. But
I did.
It was nuts, dude.
I was more like, is Idaho going to do this?
They fumbled inside their own 10 yard line trying to run the clock out and then held them to a field goal. And then you're like, I got to watch the end of this game. It's one thing if it's 48-14, you turn it off, I'm going to bed. But all of those kept you around late into the second half.
And then I kept an eye on Utah just pummeling UCLA.
That was the one that slipped under my radar. I saw the score and I watched highlights of it, but it wasn't in my, I didn't want a quad box. I was flipping back and forth between big screen and iPad. I didn't quad box there.
The thing that sucked is I quadded on the iPad. My main screen kept Oregon State on because I love to be kicked in the junk repeatedly.
But then was Oregon State in the quad box? See, that's why I can't do it.
I had to put my right hand on the top right corner.
Because it's ahead of the TV.
It was ahead of my TV.
This is my exact problem. That's why I didn't quad box. I had to have big screen, little screen, and then swap in and out depending on where we were at with the games.
Coug fans going to get a kick out of this question as we go to the second hour. What feels worse, having to have a walk-off field goal to beat Idaho or losing the way Oregon State did at home to Cal?
Yeah, I saw a lot of Coug fans say, well, Oregon struggled with Idaho last year, and they're not technically wrong.
It's a little different.
We're alike, but probably not.
Loaded second hour. We'll start with some local flavor. Oregon State, yikes. Hour two, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.